by hanging. He had been serving life without the possibility of parole at the facility about 40 miles outside of Boston. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Get your motors running and cruise down to Wind River Resort and Casino Sunday, April 23rd for our show and shine. No need to sign up. This free event is from 11 a.m. until 2 p.m. in the parking lot. Space is limited, so get here early and show your classic car. Enjoy a hot dog, chips, and soda on us. Additional hot dogs and chips available for $5. Favorite car wins free slot play. A live DJ will be mixing up your favorite oldies. Bring the whole family. Call 1-800-280-YOU-WIN. Log on to windriver.com. Classic cars are better at the river.
Are you a trivia geek? Think you know pop culture? Are you ready for a challenge?
Sure. Yeah? No? Maybe? Whatever. It's fun, and that's all that matters. Grab your friends and head down to Wind River Resort and Casino and play the River Trivia Challenge. Live every Tuesday night at 8 o'clock inside Overtime Lounge. Test your knowledge and show your skills by playing the River Trivia Challenge for a chance to win free slot play and fantastic prizes. For official rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Trivia is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning. It's Thursday right here, April the 20th, in the studios of KCNR 1460. This is Carl Bott and Trish Clark for Free Fire Radio. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning, Carl.
Hey, it's 7 minutes after the hour, 7 o'clock today, and it's 530-605-4567. It's 420 day, which explains why the whole news crew is over there on the other side of the room laying there and eating munchies. So good morning, Bad Bob.
And good morning. Well, maybe that's what the I had some folks wandering down my road today. Clearly, didn't belong there.
420 day, man.
Maybe they were in search of a party
in Washington D.C. They're passing out free pot along the highways there.
Really?
Yeah, those rest stops. You just get yourself some free marijuana, so you can go on down and encourage the Congress and the Senate to vote for that.
Like they needed any.
But instead of having to pay for the drugs, they got them free this time.
I want to share the highway with these people. Yeah. But you know what the argument is? Well, alcohol's legal. Yeah, so let's add to the problem.
Well, exactly. And we don't have enough problems with drunk driving. You're absolutely right.
Let's just hand out a little more.
More little
good
girls.
Morning, everybody. Oh, my gosh. A lot of stuff going on, including we're going to get into it, but you can fly in a B-17.
Up in that clear blue sky. It's 46 degrees in downtown Reading. We're looking for a high today of 68, low this evening of 48. A chance of showers up through noon and then clearing and mostly sunny through the rest of the weekend. On Friday, a high of 77 and a low of 51. Saturday, a high of 72, low of 49. And by Sunday, 73. And towards the first of the week, we're looking for some higher temperatures. The weather, as always, is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
We have a B-17G model. The Experimental Aircraft Association has brought it in. The aluminum overcast for a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to fly in one of World War II's most vital aircraft, the B-17. They made movies about B-17.
Oh, absolutely. The B-17 is a historical airplane.
It's the icon, I think, of World War II bombers. Anyway, it's here. It's getting here tomorrow. And you can go down and fly in it. And you can. And it's going to be here from the 21st to the 23rd. You can book in advance and save some money here. Give them a call or call Jim Brummer at 424-5744. And Jim is a great guy. Jim used to work here, but he's a great guy. And you can get ground tours. It's not just flying. You can go by and you can come by if it's an individual and you want to walk through there, and they've got tours of it, tell you all about it. And stand in the waste gunner's spot where they had these 50 calibers, and they were blasting away at the Messerschmitts that were coming at them over Europe. And, you know, you talk about, you know, the heroics of these air crews. I mean, you've got heroics in all times of war. But these air crews would go out for these bombing missions, and they go beyond where the fighters could cover them. And they'd go out and bomb places, and they'd take horrendous casualties. And the only thing they could do is they were trying to stay in formation so they'd all be shooting and trying to keep the Messerschmitts and other, you know, junkers off. But it didn't work.
Basically and keeping a wall of
fire
of
out
fire.
There. But as soon as they, you know, they get hit and they slow down, I mean, it was then they just, it'd be like sharks on a small whale. And the, but they had this great photos of this B-17 that had been shot up so badly. I mean, it had hundreds of holes in it. The back tail portion of it was, they weren't sure what was holding it together, but you saw, you know, they were taking photos of it while it's in the air, and the guy's trying to get it back to England. And it was just it looked like somebody had ripsawed the whole tail section
at
an angle.
The
stabilizer and everything. Yeah. And they didn't know, you know, and the pilot, you can just imagine, the pilot's just fighting it to get it in there. And and things were blown off it, you know, engines weren't running. And he lands this, and when it stops, the tail section falls off.
Yeah.
Falls off on the ground.
Many stories about B-17.
B-17's taken a tremendous amount of punishment.
Well, that survivability was because the 17, unlike the Lancaster, which had hydraulics, the 17 had cables operated the control surfaces.
Yep.
The Lancaster, if you put a hole in the hydraulics,
You lose it. You have to immediately settle down. Anyway, you've got a chance to go see one of the most historic airplanes in American history. It's right here. It's going to be at the Reading Municipal Airport. It's going to be tomorrow. The flights are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and the tours available from 2 to 5 p.m. So they're going to be flying people around.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting. And I live right near the airport, so I'll be watching that fly around the area throughout.
Reading Airport?
I do. I live right on the flight plan.
Oh yeah, I guess you do.
Right, I sure do.
Oh wow!
I can tell you whether the lead plane pilots for the U.S. Forest Service and the tanker pilots are wearing glasses or what side they part their hair on when we got a good fire going.
Really? Wow!
They come out lower than.
And they're practicing right now, starting to gear up for the season. The smoke jumpers are starting to practice, and the aerial tanker pilots are starting to practice.
Well, wouldn't it be great if we could get somebody in? Well, let's try and get Jim in here tomorrow morning and talk about this. This would be great.
Yeah.
Get him in and talk about it. I think he's ridden it. The thing is I don't know, can you bring your own 50 caliber and put it in there and just kind of like when you're flying around, just...
Yeah, there you go. I don't know.
I mean, they used to wear these really, you know, they'd wear oxygen on and these, you know, these flight jackets, like the old, you know, you see them in these, you know, they'd have the wool, leather and wool flight jacket. You
yeah,
know?
Yeah.
And the heavy gloves. And this, they'd be fighting, you know,
wool lined
cold out there, and they're fighting. And guys in the, and you saw them, you know, as they progressed, they'd have a tail gunner. He's out there back there by himself blasting away. Then you have that little guy in the ball turret.
They had
underneath.
A very high death rate.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, how would you like to be in that? I mean, you're just hanging out there. Ah, here I am. You know, here's my butt hanging out. Anyway, but that doesn't have all those on this. This does have the chin.
I don't think that they're going to be practicing those maneuvers as they fly over the skies.
Oh, yeah, and they're telling them, kick it left, kick it right, so their nose as they're fighting it. I mean, this is just, I'm all excited about it. It hasn't even gotten here. Hey, you know one thing? After that flight, I may have to go back and lay down and take a nap.
In comfort bed.
In my sleep number bed. And right now, it's hard to believe it can get any better, but right now, you have queen mattresses are starting at $899.99. Wow. It's spring. Get rid of that old mattress. Get down there. Hop on that bed. Go down and see Brian or Janice or any of the pros down there, down at Target Shopping Center, and just lay there. My sleep number setting is 60.
Mine's 55. It just doesn't vary. I bumped it down to 50 and up to 60 over the last 2 or 3 weeks. I'm back at 55. Sleep number just good for me.
Now, who do you trust? J.D. Power, who is rated at the best mattresses in the country for 2 years in a row, or Trish and Carl?
There you go.
There you go. Trish and Carl. We're saying it's the best, and it's been the best for a long time. You've had yours for...
Oh, probably. Like, I keep saying over 10 years, so well, I know it's like probably like 12 over, or... Yeah. Yeah, it's like way over 10 years.
You've been saying it, so it's probably like 13 or 14 years now. Okay, right now, head on down, and you can save $500 to $1,000 on selected beds, plus up to 40% off on their pillows, which are, by the way, outstanding. Sleep Number. We'll be right back.
The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year. Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall in Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new Innovation Tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries, and the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or DouglasWrightLaw.com.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Closed Sunday.
And now, back to our show.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio. I'm starting it early because we got a lot of stuff to say today. Even though at 8 o'clock hour, you and I are open line.
Okay.
Open line.
Okay, got all this
open
stuff that
line.
I've got. Little notes here
yeah.
I can talk about.
Open line Thursday.
Trish gets to vent her spleen.
Well, no, we've got lots of spleen to be vented today, too.
Just a bunch of
stuff.
Good
morning, everybody. Hey, the meeting last night for with us. Congressman LaMalfa.
Oh, yeah, I was thinking
yes,
about
did
it.
You
was,
that?
It was. You did.
I didn't.
Oh, you didn't.
Did
well, neither
you?
Did I. I didn't
no.
get there. I
did
we were
it
doing
stay
other
civil?
Things. It was civil.
Very
most
good.
Of it was civil.
It
there were
I
some shouts.
I watched a little bit of,
yeah,
of
there were some
stuff
shouts.
On,
yeah.
online. There were some people who were living and putting it out over Facebook.
Yeah. Well, and there were some shouting, but they didn't boo during the prayer. I understand, which is good. Like they did in Orville, but that. There was sounds like there was a lot of give and take last night, and I hope that you know it was some if somebody's out there, you know, I know people that listen to the show were out there, and you know I know that
well good on them then you know
that are there because yeah I am glad if I hope that there was lots of things exchanged last night and but it was done courteously.
Mm-hmm.
So
I have no problem with discussions. I have problems
went
with
great.
Disruption.
Somebody just said, okay, went great. Was there any, were people from both sides able to, okay, good. It says here, LaMalfa and his crew maintained control. Redding represented well all sides. Super. That's all I wanted to hear.
Yeah. Well, and I believe from what I saw on Facebook, little bits in person and different posts that I saw, I think that was true. I think he handled it well. He at one point I was watching and somebody was answering the people you had on the radio had
they had given the green signs and the red signs.
He reached down when somebody asked a question. He reached down and got from the audience one of the green signs and held it up as an answer to her and then went on to the next question. So he got into the – I think it went well.
Well,
and that,
I tell you what,
if
the young ladies that were here yesterday, that people got – I wish you could have seen the chat room yesterday.
It was
well, you could probably go back and look at it because it's still on there from yesterday. But Bob gets into fistfights on the chat room with them. And you know what? Our listeners are great people. They really are. Our listeners are. And the guys in the chat room.
Passionate.
But they're passionate. They are passionate. But, but you'd hear things like, are they even citizens? Well, that came out. The girl was from Greece, but she came in on a green card and became an American citizen. She loves this country. She says, I have things to say. And I said, you sure do. And they said that they were the ones that had the green and red, and they were spreading it among all their friends. But they said they wanted it to be courteous and friendly, and they were like that.
Yeah.
And some of our chat room people were getting really, writing in capital letters and all this.
I love that.
Thinking
when
they'd been brought in.
The implication that they were Russians was
I didn't see that one. But the one that they were brought in here, they had no job, so they were brought in here to agitate is not true. They moved here from New York because they have one of the girls has family here. Mm-hmm. And she's been coming here for years. And so they moved here last July. And I said, so you're going to stay? And they just both looked at me and they went, we don't know. We like it here. But, this is – they knew no conservatives back in New York. I said, really? She said, well, wait a minute. I knew one. And the other girl thought for for half the show. She goes, I knew one too that are conservative. But in New York, they knew no conservatives. And out here, I said, do you have a lot of, progressive friends out here? Oh, yeah. And there are.
Yeah, and of the whole conversation, because I listened to the conversation, I happened to turn it on, and I knew you were going to have them on, or you would ask for somebody. The only problem I have with it is, it's like the people from the Bay Area. They move up here, and they move away from the Bay Area for whatever reason, and they move up to our country, our space up here. And then they immediately set around trying to change us.
Well,
and bring it to more like they're used to, and bring it into the more like this, and where there's more.
And that's
let's get together, and I resent that. If you like living here, then why not relax and see why we're the way we are before you immediately try to change us?
Okay, and I agree with that. However, you shouldn't have to give up things you believe in because you live in a certain part of the world.
Well, we shouldn't have to give up the things we believe in because a whole bunch of people move here and there and try to change where we are.
Here's the bottom line on it.
How do you think the Indians felt?
Exactly.
Well, I bet the Native Americans wish they had had much more stringent immigration policies, as we are trying to
Well, except they had their own battles among the Indians as well.
Yeah.
They were doing the same things to the tribes, between the tribes, as we did when we got here. So it's kind of a humankind factor.
Well, here comes another one. He says, lots of New Yorkers and other places look at the map and choose Redding because we are such a destination area for Eastern libs wanting to relocate. Seems logical to a knucklehead. But here's the thing is, you can like this area, and there's another example I'm going to use, but you can come up here, and if they stay long enough, I think that, they relax a little more and see. It's not that they don't like the people. The two ladies in here, Thalia and Antonia, nice people. Would you say, Bob, nice people?
I would say give them 10 years here and they'll be the typical North State liberal who only owns three guns.
That's it. But when you come in from New York and then the Trump election happened. And so now their concerns are, a safe world, the environment, all those things. Global warming.
Keep it up.
Gay rights.
keep it up. See, there you go. Yeah, and like those are the things are just not the paramount things happiness and living a good life, and why do you want to focus on women's rights? I mean, come on. We got everything we ever wanted. Women can have all
you
the rights
you think women
they
are
want.
Treated exactly equal as men?
Women, I have no issues with how women are treated.
Okay.
Women want it. We've been through this conversation before.
We have been
before.
Through this.
And I mean, if you as a woman want something, I'm here to tell you that if you work hard enough, you can make it happen. You just got to get right back in their face and not take the whatever you perceive to be a put down.
Okay.
I'm here to say that that works.
Got it. All right. Now, so Trish, when you get a chance, see if you can get Carl's ACLU card from his wallet. It should be right next to the I'm with her card. There you go. Thanks a lot there, buddy. You know what? Here's the best thing about having a radio station is we've had close to 3,000 guests on this station,
yeah,
if you think
yeah.
about it. You know, I was trying to count it up the other day and figuring out, okay, we had, blah, blah, blah. Anyway, you hear so many different points of view. I understand where they're coming from. It doesn't mean I agree with it, but I understand what they're doing. Now, to go back to what you're saying, why do they move here? Prescott, Arizona was a perfect example of this. They had a huge influx of New Yorkers, New Jersey people. They came in because they loved Prescott, Arizona. It's a lot like Redding in the sense it's kind of a small town, but it's large, and they've got up in the mountains, it's Arizona. And they came in and they loved it. But then they started seeing things like, well, you've got like 3 or 4 horses, and really that's too many. You should only have 2 horses. And they started trying to put these
yeah.
things on ballots. Oh, you can only have 2 horses if you're in town.
And that's exactly
and
what's
so,
happening here.
And then it went into – then they wanted to be on the Board of Supervisors and the city council. Now they're running for that kind of stuff. And it was literally – I saw an ad says, local, raised my whole life in Prescott, Arizona, and then the opponent moved here 4 years ago from New Jersey. I mean, that right there. I mean, that's
became
what it was.
A, became and a rallying
because,
call.
Because the reason they were moving here is just what you're saying. And then they wanted to change – the atmosphere of why they moved here. And
yeah.
you can't have both. You
no,
can't have
well,
both.
And that's exactly right. And I think that we need – I just got distracted. We need to recognize that when they come in here, I think they ought to take a deep breath and look around before they get into the whole, well, gee, I want to change this and make it exactly like the place I came
well,
from.
I think, for them last night and for most of the people, when you're talking to – they're not talking local issues here. They're all national issues that everybody was, was interested in last night because that's – that's Congressman LaMalfa. They said something about the vaping law, and he held up the green sign that he agreed with whatever the person was saying. But, they're talking the national level. They're not talking city, county here. I think that if they looked at the city and county, that their attitudes are probably different. I'm not sure, though.
Well, we're going to have on again. We have another population that moves in here, a lot of them, and that is retired law enforcement. Who find this to be a very attractive area to retire all kinds of different law
sure.
enforcement people.
Yeah. They make $150,000 a year. They ought to nice like it here.
Well, but they move here for an entirely different reason than the people from New York and New Jersey move here. So at some point,
okay, are you making a blanket statement that anybody who comes to Reading from New York must automatically be here to change Reading? Is that
no?
Your,
oh, absolutely
okay.
not.
That
I never
seems
make...
to be the implication you were making.
No, I'm not. I'm just saying if they move here and immediately get on a talk radio show and try to tell us how wrong we are, then they're probably trying to change the area or bring it more like they are. I think there's a lot of people who move here, and if they take time to take a deep breath, they're going to find out. I mean, I moved here from Southern California. Obviously, I wasn't here to change the place. I kind of liked it. Moved here because of that.
I stayed here after I came here, even though I didn't have to, and neither did Linda, because we like the place, we like the people, and the changes I want to make are in the local area because of the things that have happened, just like we've talked about for the last 8 years.
And the things that you're trying to change, Carl, are the things that have happened over the last
right.
8 years.
They're not things they weren't here to begin with.
They weren't here to begin with, and we certainly didn't right. have that kind of crime
right.
rate.
So we want to change that. We want to change.
We want to kind of clean that up.
And if you
it.
Heard, if you had heard yesterday what Poletti said and Basenko agreed.
Appalled.
I was appalled, and we're going to talk about that. We've got a guest on at 7:30, different type of guy, and you're going to like him. We're going to take a break, but this portion of the show brought to you by Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. Let me tell you, if you want the perfect dress or the accessories that go for Mother's Day or May 1st, May Day and all this, go down to Dan Line Boutique. They've got it. They've got it all, and they are simply outstanding. Customer service is just great. Dandelion Boutique, 1322 Pine Street. We'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-93.
You've heard BNT Satellite say, don't call the 800 number. Here's why. Summer's on its way, guys, and they make TV. They're not a corporate call center. They actually listen to you, customers. Call put up with us that consists solely of sitting on a hold. At BNT Satellite, business is done with your needs in mind. Listen to some happy customers as written on Yelp. Bonnie K writes,
this year we traded in our travel trailer for a larger one and wanted the trailer set up so we could use our satellite. After we picked up our new travel trailer and got it home, we could not use the satellite. Try as we might, it never worked. We called BNT Satellite and Doug to the rescue. What a great guy. It works like a charm, and he gave Bud and I another tutorial on how to operate it. We are technologically challenged, so we are happy and consider Doug a true friend. If you need help, he's your man.
Stephen P. writes,
these guys are the best. If you're thinking of getting satellite in NorCal, Dish. Call these guys. I worked with Doug, and I felt like I had a new friend when it was all said and done. Let them make TV easy for you. Call 241-3474 or on the web at btsatellite.com.
Hi, this is Janet with Pirate Secret Essential Oils. Our essential oil, Dathif, has helped ease or eliminate the itch and pain of mosquito bites, bee stings, fungal infections, athlete's foot, cold sores, canker sores, cuts and abrasions, tattoos, smelly shoes, acne, skin rashes, shaving bumps, beard dandruff, and helps defend against cold and flu symptoms. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. For more information, visit us at PirateSecret.com.
A young woman working long hours can't wait to be home with her small children. They are her joy, her love, and her inspiration. But she can't go home. Home is not safe. Where does she go? How does she protect her children? Each month, One Safe Place protects over 125 victims of domestic violence. Join us on Saturday, May 6th for Walk a Mile in Her Shoes at 9 a.m. at the Red Lion Hotel on Hilltop to support One Safe Place. You don't need high heels, just a heart to help. Visit ospshasta.org for more information.
Conservative? Flaunt it. Call Carl and Linda right now.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. Good morning, Trish.
Good morning. I love Thursday mornings.
I love Thursday mornings, too. 7:33 in the morning here at Free Fire Radio in the studios of KCNR 1460, Town Hall of the Air. Gosh, hope everybody's having a great day. The weather's good. It's 46 degrees going up to 68. It's going to be sunny. It's going to be
great.
Boy, yesterday was raining.
Off and on, it certainly did get right with it. Yes,
weather reports brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Give them a call, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. And Bastiani Arms is bringing us to this portion of the show. Bastiani Arms, if you're going to go down and buy a gun or any of the accessories, or anything that goes along with shooting guns, reloading equipment at all, please head on down to Bastiani Arms. Locally owned, locally operated, and great discounts for veterans, CCW training, and more. 2539 Larkspur, right here in Redding. Hey, you know what? I got to run out and catch Jim Bremer. So we're here with Todd and Linnea
LaBeouf. And we're going to talk about a river cruise. So,
go ahead, Trish.
Tell us what we're doing.
Oh, good morning. I'm Todd LaBeouf. We own River Romance Dinner Cruises. We take people down the Sacramento River on romantic dinner cruises or just family outings, wildlife tours, whatever they want.
That's so exciting to have something that, because that river's there, and in my mind, so absolutely, totally ignored and underused in this county.
Exactly. Todd, could I get you just a little bit closer to the mic there? Fine.
Okay.
And, and you guys have been at this for a while now, haven't you?
Oh, yes. Yes, 16 years.
Okay, so where do you start and where do you go? Tell us everything about it, because I think so few people actually know about this river cruise.
Okay, well, we start at the rodeo grounds, and we end up at Bonneview. About halfway down, we have a little island where we get out and serve dinner. We're cooking dinner on the way down, playing music, enjoying all the sights. We go right underneath the Sundial Bridge. Everybody's always waving to us. Lots of wild animals, always. Ducks and geese seem to follow us around.
I heard that there's geese that come up and putting their little heads over the boat because they expect to be fed.
Yes.
Or at least they think they're going to be fed.
Okay. Exactly.
Well, that's what I heard. I heard this is just wonderful.
And okay, so then we stop and have dinner, and then where do you go from there?
The oarsman gets out and comes around and serves you dinner. There's a little partition. It's an awning to keep you private from the oarsmen and shaded from the sun. So he has to get out and walk around and serve you dinner. So it's totally private up front.
Now, typically, how many people are on?
We have two boats. One will take one couple, and the other boat will take a party of four or five.
Oh, okay.
Wow. You're using arm strength for this, right?
Oh, yeah, no motor.
No motor. But then again, you're going down with the flow. But you're also a fishing guy.
Yes.
And so, you guys are great. I mean, you just stop it in midwater in mid river they stop kind of, and I'm not sure how you do it because you're not dropping the anchor, but you go back upstream. It doesn't even look like you're working at it.
Yeah, well, those boats are designed for that. Mm-hmm. It's a teardrop design, so when the water goes from the front to the back, it actually pushes the boat back up. In theory,
it doesn't
always work that way.
It doesn't always work. Okay, Linnea.
Linnea, yes.
That's what I said, Linnea. Didn't
you
I
did
say
it,
that?
Right.
Did I get it right?
Yes,
okay.
You did.
All right. So, what's your part in this? Are you, because you came by today, so you can't just have one person running this thing.
I'm behind the scenes.
That's what I thought.
Right. I prepare the food, to get ready, put them in baskets and put them in ice chests. And, I do the reservations but we both do that. It's uh-huh. a team effort, right? I do the shuttles, for our dinner cruise.
Because obviously, okay, so you get there and you get into it, you go down and have your dinner, and then at the other end, a shuttle picks you up, takes you back to your cars?
Normally, we drop the rig off before the truck and trailer before we do the dinner
oh, okay.
cruise. So it's already down there. And then when we're all done, we bring the people back up to their car at the
right.
Where we started from.
Yeah, so you get it. So it's just like if you're floating the river on a regular fishing trip.
Where do you actually yeah. end up? What? How far down at the?
At the Bonneview boat ramp.
Bonneview boat.
Uh huh.
Okay.
It's past. Is that past the Riverview?
Country
Club. And
yes.
Is it that next one right in there? Or
it's right down by the casino, or the, not the casino, the hotel that's owned by the.
Okay, so it's down another
across the street.
Okay,
across the
another.
Street.
Okay, you're yeah. down. Okay, mm-hmm. you're down a little yeah. bit further yeah. down there. Okay.
Yes, it's
wow.
a nice boat docking.
Oh yeah,
that's
and good. And you know what? I have heard nothing but great things about your about the River Romance dinner cruise.
So, what do you well, serve for you. Dinner?
We offer ribeye steak. Either teriyaki or lemon pepper chicken, salmon, or vegetarian.
And so we order in advance?
Order in advance. We take the order for the food when we make the reservation and cook it, like I said, right on board, or like Todd said, right on board. And then, yeah, it's fresh and freshly cooked. And
now,
yeah.
when you're just floating down the river, do you just – because I've seen you go by several times, including we were having dinner at some friend's house and saw one of the boats coming by, and we were all waving, waving wine bottles. So I'm not sure.
That happens a lot. happens a lot, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah.
Going past the Salter's house, I'm sure it happens all the time. okay, so how many of these do you, when do you start? Are you running, you're not running now yet, are you? Or are you?
We're available year round.
Okay.
Weather permitting.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
And the difference is that we leave about 2.5 hours before sunset. So when it gets dark at 4:30 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon, we okay. begin our dinner cruise at 2 or 2:30.
Okay.
So, and then we, as the sun changes, we change the time.
Okay.
So in July, we're leaving at the latest point, and that's about 7 o'clock.
Wow.
So,
wow. Okay.
Yeah, yeah, so, because it, you're right. It doesn't get dim.
But if you're going, you could probably say, hey, you know, I'd like to leave at 5:30. Is that okay? That kind of thing. Because I guess you'd be flexible.
Well, we have two boats, so we stagger them when both boats are booked, which is quite often. We stagger them a half an hour apart on the river. So, you know, if we're leaving it, we'll leave at 5 and 5:30, you know, for both boats. And that way they're not on top of each other, you know. And as one's pulling out of the dinner spot, the other one is pulling in.
Okay, that's right, because they're both going to be at the same dinner spot like that. So if you had a large group, you could do a 4 and 2.
We do.
I imagine. Oh, I bet you do that.
We can take as many as 7.
Okay.
And maybe do both boats together. Sure.
Okay. Yeah. So how much does it cost for this?
It's $110 per person.
$110 per person.
Wow. So for the dinner
everything. And it's a full dinner. It comes with big potato, salad, garlic bread, vegetables,
tacos. It's like your own gondola in Venice. Except you get chow.
Exactly. Yes. So is alcohol, no alcohol?
They can bring alcohol on board. We can't supply it.
Okay. So we could bring a bottle of champagne or wine. If we wanted to. Yeah.
Okay.
We do have the stemmed glassware, so they don't need to bring that. And we have the ice and the ice bucket and any openers.
All right. Okay. Let's go to the phones. Bonnie, hang on a second.
We need to wait.
Put your ears on. We tell them don't put your ears on unless somebody calls. Okay. Bonnie, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Hi, Bonnie.
I wanted to say hello to those folks and encourage them, if they have any brochures, to bring them to me at Turtle Bay. I've tried several times to make that invitation, but I guess perhaps I didn't do it properly or whatever. But I have longed to know more about that event because I know I could send them a lot of visitors.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much, Bonnie. We really appreciate that.
This is up at Turtle Bay
in the gift shop and
coffee shop there. She's got a place there and just all types of different things, and it goes right by there.
I would love to have your information, and boy, we're into it heavy duty this year. I hope you will come by and see me sometime at your convenience. I'm not there on Tuesday and Wednesday, but I am there Monday, then Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay, Bonnie, right, don't be by.
We'll be sure they do that.
Thanks a lot,
Bonnie.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling, Bonnie.
Now with the new hotel coming in there, I think it's important, you know, get those brochures in there. I mean, because she has hundreds of people, visitors and all this come through there.
We used to have our business cards and that sort of thing and brochures there at Turtle Bay. But that was before it was all remodeled and all
it's time to get your next group in there.
So this is good.
Now, here's my big question. As we're floating down the street, or is it you, Todd, sometimes? Are you the...
Most of the time.
Most of the time. Okay. So, Todd, when I'm there, if I stand up into the front of the boat and I start fishing, is that allowed?
No.
No. Definitely not.
I have to tell you, I tell people this all the time, if I had a dollar for every man that asked if he could bring a fishing pole, I'd be a wealthy woman today.
I was thinking, I mean, you're out here as one of the premier, you know, river guides. You know, I'm saying, so Todd, what do you think about the action here? And are these the right flies to use?
No. Wrong boat.
No combo.
Wrong time.
No combo. Yeah.
No.
Oh, different boat too.
Yes.
Exactly.
Oh, so you can't just like, you know, hang in there. All right. Well, you just broke my heart.
Well,
but you just made
Linda's day because it's supposed to be a romantic thing. You weren't supposed to be fishing.
But you know what? It's not just for romance, and that is one of the things that I try to emphasize. We many times take a group of 4 or 5 gals out, you know, just for a fun time going down the river.
I think this is probably really a good
idea. Two couples or a family. We've taken children and husband and wife to get, you know. Yeah. So
do you have group rates?
We do. Well, we give parties of 4 or 5 a discount.
Okay. Well, that's what I meant. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there's a discount there because you could have like if you can get 7. So probably a party of 6 is the best.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes.
And then you kind of go down together.
It's depending on the size. It's kind of a touchy subject, and we always feel bad about asking. But, you know, the size of the individuals in the large boat, you know, if you have a 6'7" guy and he's,
350 pounds.
Yeah, it's going to take up a little bit more room.
Okay, I understand. It's kind of like seats in a.
It's kind of seats in an airplane.
But unlike United,
these are important factors. Weight, limit, loads.
But unlike United, Todd's not going to come up and punch you in the face and drag you off. You know?
No.
He's not going to punch you in the face.
It's a whole lot
easier.
You just have to kind of push hard and you're done.
You know, no, exactly. Only thing you have to do then is just kind of keep it going in the right direction. So,
yeah.
Hey, you know, we're here with Todd and Linnea LaBeouf. And the reason they're on is because I'm involved with the Project Healing Waters. And I started looking, and I saw some things, and I know, and then I saw Todd, and I saw Todd's name, and I saw this, but then I also, with the River Romance Dinner Cruise, somebody had, like I said, we haven't done it yet, but mm-hmm. we are, and it's nice to know it goes year round, because now we can pick a decent day during the, you know, during the, before evenings during the week
sure.
and probably be at it. But
yes.
We need to take a break. We're going to come right back, and we're going to talk about some other things that Todd does, too. This portion of the show is brought to you. You probably only need to hear about Wind River and their new spa, but this place is outstanding. It's got couples massage. It's got everything there, and it's you know, being run by Wind River now, the Wind River Retreat, and it's going to be offering all types of spa things that you can get there that, you know, facials and, you know, all that, body massages and steam rooms and all that kind of stuff. That's the Wind River Resort and Casino. And if you have any questions, why don't you give them a call to Christine there and schedule an appointment at 245-9494. We'll be right back.
Worried about the way that things might have been.
You know that
big wind. Keep on turning. Primary, keep on burning. And we're rolling.
Rolling.
Rolling, yeah.
Rolling.
Rolling on a river.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday. Earth Day, Saturday, April 22nd, is the 11th annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival at the Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. A free event with over 130 exhibitors, music, local food, craft beer. RABA and the festival are providing free transit rides on bus routes 2E, 11, and 14 directly to City Hall, as well as free shuttle between the Downtown Transit Center and City Hall. Reduce transportation impacts and ride RABA. Each bus has a bike rack, and there'll be a free guarded bike corral at the event.
Hey, hun, guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo. Limo, 3030, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 11 minutes before the hour of 8 o'clock here, and I'm with Trish Clark on my Thursday girl. Of course, you're the only one. I never cheat on you, Trish.
I know.
You know, Linda's here the rest of the time, so, you know, we're okay.
And we're here with that... Linnea. I didn't
it's
get that
hard.
Right.
I finally
Linnea
got it after
Todd.
I said it three times.
And we got so much more to talk about on this Romance on the River. So you've got some special things happening this month.
Well, let's kind of frame this, is that the River Romance dinner cruises, but also you're a full-time fishing guide.
Yes.
Here in the Trinity, or here in the Sac, Trinity, I imagine McLeod, all the area around here?
Mainly the Sacramento River and Trinity River.
Okay. All right. So, and if you look at your Facebook page, you'll see all of fishing and people that have caught all these tremendous fish out there. So, but going back to this, Trish.
We want to talk about the specials you've got coming up this month.
Well, we have our, I call it our happy birthday special because we've 16 years in business. So
wow.
We're celebrating our birthday. And we have a special right now for... the dinner cruise, and instead of it's till the end of the month, so instead of $110 per person, it's $95 per person.
Okay.
Oh, that's a great special. And is that just if they have to book it and use it between now and the end of the month?
No.
If they book it,
they
whenever.
Can book it whenever they would like to use it. Yeah. And we also sell gift certificates.
Oh, that's
say that.
Good to know. What a great gift for an anniversary present.
Well, that's what we
you.
Got was a gift certificate for something that, you know, anniversary or something like that for
mm-hmm.
people.
Perfect.
Mm-hmm. And we just haven't used it yet. And we talk about it all the time. But now we're going to be there. So.
Linnea, during the break, you indicated also that there's an opportunity for brunch cruises.
Yes. In the spring and the fall, when it's cooler, you know, during the day, we offer brunch cruises. And the difference in the brunch cruise and the dinner cruise is, well, there's quite a bit. We don't serve steak, chicken, or salmon. We usually have crackers and cheese and fruits and muffins and things like that, you know, brunch-type food.
Mm-hmm.
And we do not stop to serve. So we just, when people get on board, we put the food out for them, and they just nibble and eat all the way down the river.
Okay.
So it's about 2.5 hours instead of 3.
And is there a difference in price on that one?
Yes. It's, what is our brunch cruise? $90
a person.
What is it?
I think it's $90 a person.
No, it's not.
Okay. Whatever.
But if you want to know, you
but
call
if you want to know, call it.
You know it's
2728 or look it up on Facebook and they'll tell you. But it's not as much as the dinner.
It's not as much as the dinner.
Yes. Which you, by the way, can get on sale right now because of the happy birthday. Time, so you can get that. Now,
I think it's $75 a person. Right?
Okay.
Okay.
But you can ask.
We do them, but we don't do them as often, of course, as we do the dinner cruise. So,
if you know, for those of you listening out there, if you have not had an opportunity to float down in some manner the Sacramento River, you
it's an incredible excursion and
experience. It's absolutely beautiful. There are so many beautiful homes and so much wildlife. It's just incredible. And then to have the opportunity to have a guided, this is something that everyone should be taking advantage of. It's a great opportunity with this river running through our
county. Everybody I've talked to, Todd and Linnea, has had a great time. So, you know,
Thank you.
Now, you also have people that are on there that it's kind of they pop the question at that point.
Yes.
You said there was, like, how many people go on to get engaged?
We've had 53 marriage proposals, and thank God nobody said no. We tell the guy who's going to propose to pick out a song to propose by. And we put it in our CD player after dinner, and he will propose at that time. That way, later on in life, when they hear that song, they'll bring back the memories of when they proposed.
Cool. That's 53 asked, 53 accepted.
So yep. When the guy tells you he's going to do that, do you like say, now you're pretty sure she's going to say yes, right?
Well, really, you don't care because doing the very best.
But that'd be real ugly to have to spend the rest of the time after. That'd be uncomfortable for everybody.
That would get a lot shorter after that.
Yeah. Quiet. Real quiet.
Exactly. Well, a lot of times the families are down at the boat ramp at the very end all, you know, congratulating
and all
that.
Because it's a surprise.
So I kind of want to know, you know, if she said yes or anything. Yeah. I don't know what I'd do. Probably just go by.
If she didn't say yes, just
by now.
Let the groom jump out of the boat and swim across. There you go.
Right,
okay.
Right.
Now, how do people get a hold of you?
They contact us by phone.
And the
phone number is 222-2728.
Yes. That easy.
Area code 530.
Yes. 530. Or can they see you on Facebook?
Yes, we have a Facebook page.
Okay. Yes. And it's River Romance?
River Romance Cruises.
Cruises, okay. Mm-hmm.
So once again, it's River Romance Cruises. The phone number is 222-2728.
And you're also a fishing guide.
Yes.
And you work year-round at that?
Yes, I do. I've been doing that 21 years. It's Tiger T's Guide Service.
Tiger T's.
Yes. I tell everybody that's what the women called me, but no, it's actually what my grandfather called me. And it's a tribute to him. He was the one that always took me hunting and fishing.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
And we're talking about it, that, you know, with bad weather, people don't realize that fishing is still good. That it can be raining, but, you know, as you said, the fish still have to eat.
Exactly.
They don't know, do they?
If it's raining. I think they know, but they still have to eat.
So you do all the different salmon and steelhead and trout, and there are so many fishing opportunities on the Sacramento River, and there's so many great places and different areas that you guides know. So if you haven't fished in the Sacramento River, that's a really good way to get familiar with it, find out where the good spots are, where the whatever, and I don't think steelhead aren't biting right now, but trout are, I'm sure.
Oh, yeah, the trout are. The water's at 30. Well, the other day it was at 31,000 cubic feet per second, and we got 18 trout in the boat.
No.
That's high.
Okay. The water was really high. Now, Todd, you were also there at the, at the Project Healing Waters. And you're, in fact, the guy in your boat, was it Jimmy or the other gentleman?
It was Herb.
Herb. Okay, Herb won.
Yes.
He had the most. Now, how many fish did y'all land that day? It wasn't a lot, was it?
I want to say it was probably around 8.
Oh, really? That much?
Uh-huh. And neither one of them, well, Herb just started fly fishing, and Butch just started, he fished before, but he had never fly fished.
Mm-hmm.
So we caught fish. We lost a lot of fish, but it was a great day.
It was a super day.
The Healing Waters program is an excellent program.
It was absolutely a great day, and I can't think, and if I could bring every one of the guides on, I'd do that and say thank you for what you did. It just, you know, Matt Mitchell was mine, and just a great guy. And I know I've heard about you, and I know that you all, you know, you give your time to this thing, and it is absolutely fabulous, and I so much appreciate it. And the veterans, really, I mean, did you hear some really great stuff that night?
I didn't think there was a dry eye when a couple guys gave their testimony.
Quickly, the Healing Waters program is a program put on by. It's the local fly fishing group for veterans.
Any veteran, a disabled veteran, whether it's traumatic injury or TBI or whatever, is invited to be in Project Healing Waters. And it is I belong to it. It's an absolutely fabulous, fabulous program. And if you have any questions, you want to get in, because we're always looking for veterans, younger veterans to be in this. I tell you what, you're not going to find a better group of guys and the ability to go out and fly fish. And if you don't think floating down the river – with a guy that knows what he's doing, like Todd or others, that just, you know, they're patient. But going out and fishing and floating down a river doesn't help you solve a lot of problems. then you're wrong. Plus the fact the ability to make your own rods, tie your own flies, and all that, all part of this. And if you have any information, if you have anybody that says, gosh, you know, I think I'd like to do that, give me a call right here at 605-4565. Call me after the show, and I'll get you into the I'll get the right people for you, and you can come to the meeting every Monday night at the VFW 1934 on Oregon Street. So, but I want to thank you, Todd, for what you did.
Well, thank you.
Out there. And Linnea, thank you so much for coming in today. And remember, River Romance Dinner Cruises, 222-2728, and you're going to have a great time.
Can I give our website?
You sure can.
RiverRomanceCruises.com.
There you go.
Perfect. So you go on the webpage, go on Facebook, or give them a call. Something you've got to book. You got your parents coming up or a special couple you'd like to entertain. Great opportunity to really show off the North State.
Now, the last thing here is that the next hour is open mic, and Trish and I are turning it loose. We got like 12 things we're going to talk about. We'll be right back.
Thank you.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. More protests in store today for major cities in Venezuela. Three people died yesterday as thousands took to the streets in Caracas and elsewhere, protesting what they see as a virtual dictatorship by the left-leaning president, Nicolas Maduro. Correspondent Matt Small, meanwhile, reports General Motors says it's halted its operations in Venezuela.
A GM plant was confiscated yesterday in what the automaker says was an illegal move. The U.S.-based automaker adds that other property, such as vehicles, were taken from the facility, causing irreparable damage. Venezuela has been rocked in recent days by violent protests of government policies, as well as triple-digit inflation and food shortages.
The federal government is opening its wallet to help states pay for the rising cost of prevention and treatment programs tied to the opioid epidemic, Health and Human Services Secretary Tom Price.
Put an end to this crisis of addiction and overdose death that is ravaging our country.
The government sending the states $485 million. An effort by Arkansas to carry out its first execution since 2005, put on hold yesterday by the state Supreme Court. Kelly Keisel reports that's bound to kick the legal maneuvering into high gear.
The state of Arkansas will be before the state Supreme Court saying that Stacey Johnson's stay should be dropped and that he should be allowed to be executed.
New York Mayor Bill de Blasio pushing for the nation's biggest city also to be the country's most expensive spot to buy a pack of cigarettes.
De Blasio is backing an effort to raise the price of a pack of cigarettes from $10.50 to $13, which he says would be the nation's highest. De Blasio has announced his support for a series of legislative proposals designed to drastically cut tobacco use in the city by the year 2020. De Blasio says his goal is to reduce the number of smokers in the city by 160,000.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, more on these stories at townhall.com.
Hey guys, with spring here, are you interested in trimming up and losing a few pounds? Or want to feel more energy through the day? Better yet, do you want to get paid to do something about it? If so, ProGene is sponsoring a national study in the benefits of increased testosterone levels and its effect on your energy, metabolism, and performance. Go to ProGene33.com to see if you qualify. It's an easy program you can do from home. The tests are painless and confidential, and everything is shipped discreetly to you. ProGene is a doctor-recommended natural formula with clinically proven testosterone precursors. ProGene is available nationwide at GNC and other retailers, but this program is not available in stores. Program participants have already reported more energy, stamina, and faster recovery. So if you want to make a difference in your life and find out your levels for free, then go to ProGene33.com now to participate. That's the word Pro, G-E-N-E, 33.com. ProGene33.com. Enroll today before the study is closed at ProGene33.com.
A preliminary study by regulators in France has estimated that the drug Valproate, used for pregnant women, is responsible for malformations of more than 4,000 children.
Two French agencies have conducted joint research into the effects of the medication Valproate. The drug was first made available in France in 1967. It was given to those at risk of epilepsy, including pregnant women. The report says the effects for many of these expectant mothers were serious. Preliminary results estimate that the drug was responsible for severe malformations in around 2 to 4,000 babies.
That's the BBC's James Reynolds in Paris. Dow Chemical pushing the administration to scrap the findings of federal scientists who point to a family of widely used pesticides as harmful to about 1,800 critically threatened or endangered species. The administration has yet to respond. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. The U.S. Supreme Court on Wednesday heard arguments in a religious liberty case involving a church-run preschool. Here are the details from correspondent Greg Cluxton.
Trinity Lutheran Church argued that Missouri wrongfully denied its application for a state program that resurfaces playgrounds. Trinity's preschool was rejected because it's run by a church. Justices Breyer and Kagan repeatedly questioned the constitutionality of Missouri's decision, asking why a religious-affiliated school was being excluded. At one point, Kagan said the state's decision is a clear burden on a constitutional right. Greg Clugston at the Supreme Court.
Things are coming up roses, at least in early trading on Wall Street. Right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has regained 86 points of its 119-point decline yesterday. It is the high-tech NASDAQ right now up about 26 points, with the S&P 500 up about 8. More of these stories at townhall.com.
Save the date for Friday, May 12th, as Wind River Resort and Casino and the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce are hosting Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew fans unite and taste an array of bacon-inspired appetizers, entrees, and desserts provided by restaurants from around the area. What would bacon be without a cold one? Sample a variety of microbrews from area breweries. You are the judges at this savory event as vendors compete for prize money. Bring your appetite and be ready to quench your thirst at Reading's 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Plus, the Hill Street Band will be performing live, so you can boot, scoot, and boogie while satisfying your hunger and tossing back a cold one. Tickets $20 per person. Tastings included with purchase. Save the date for Friday, May 12th, for the 5th Annual Bacon and Brew Fest. Bacon and Brew Fest. From 5 to 9 p.m. For details, contact group sales at 530-339-7454 or log on to windriver.com. Bacon and Brew. It's better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm here with Trish Clark. Here's Thursday, April 20th, 2017, 530-605-4567, and we are streaming live at KCNR1460.com.
46 degrees in the studio, or not in the studio. It's a little warmer than that in the studio, but outside in downtown Reading, we're looking for a high today of 68 and a low of 48. Little cloudy up through around lunchtime, and then we're going to have sunny skies, partly cloudy on Friday night, but mostly sunny through the weekend. A high on Friday of 77, a low of 51. On Saturday, 72 degrees and a low of 49. Sunday, again, 73, low of 49. So nice sunny spring weather. We always like that and hope we get a little bit of spring before we actually get into summer. The weather is always is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends. They're locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793.
Okay. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by, you know, it's going to get warmer.
It
it's
is.
It's going to get warmer fast.
All of a sudden.
It's going to be 63 degrees and 104. And when that happens, Alliance Heating and Air, the very best people you can call for your heating and air conditioning systems. I tell you what, if you haven't had your air conditioner checked since last year, call Martin or some of his people. Veteran-owned business, voted best in the North State. They are the absolutely fabulous guys and girls over there. Have them check your system out. Make sure the filters are clean, everything's going okay. It'll save you money, and it'll give you peace of mind. Alliance Heating and Air. Homecomfort.org is their website. Or give them a call, 221-2642. Now, somebody wrote
Let
in here.
The games
it said,
begin.
It said that the General Motors plant in Venezuela was seized by the government.
Yes.
Now, you think about that. Now, they can't even say, you know, they don't have any protection there. They can't write off the loss because it was offshore. It says, according to 5421 Anonymous. But can you imagine you know, and Venezuela has gone out and seized things before. I don't know why you'd even put anything down there.
Right, and the and there's speculation. The government's got a lot of problems down there right
now.
Rioting and things like that. And well, so there's speculation this is to take the focus off of the rioting and such.
Well, you know, but here's the thing.
So they seized an American-owned plant.
Oh, yeah, because they want everybody, you know.
And it's probably Trump's fault.
The anger.
Probably something Trump did.
I don't know.
I mean, come on, wait. How long ago did this come out? Give it 30 minutes and it'll be Trump's fault.
That was at 7:15 this morning.
Okay.
Yeah, well, heard the story on BBC.
7:27 this morning. But here's the thing is Venezuela is coming apart. You know, they relied on oil. Remember?
Yeah,
you know, the oil,
yeah.
And so the price of oil dropped and their economy tanked. And so they're having all types of problems, people starving to death, and now riots. So they can't, you know, when you start seeing this, just remember, if you've got a plant in Mexico, they could seize it.
Yep.
Remember, I mean, the chances of them doing that are really low, at least now and in the foreseeable future, but they could.
Yeah.
Remember when Hugo was going to bring us to our knees with his oil prices by flooding the market with the cheap oil and all that, how well that worked out for him?
Yeah. Well... Yeah, Hugo. Isn't Hugo gone?
Chavez is gone. His successor, not nearly as strong of an influence.
Yeah.
And the country is starting to, like many socialist regimes, is coming apart at the seams.
They almost always do, which begs the question as to why there are so many people that are trying to turn the United States into a socialist country.
There was an interesting story about how a lot of... There's this trying to embrace communism as an ideal ism. Did you not read a history book? This has been tried.
Yes, a couple of times, and it doesn't work out real well.
Yeah. Not only does it not work out, communism, if you read about communism was supposed to be the final stage after you've had capitalism. You know, that you had, you know, after capitalism flourished and it was strong like that, then communism is supposed to be the end result. Then when people would share and everybody would be, you know, would have, you know, be equal on that. Almost like a utopia. What they did was they skipped the capitalist part.
Yeah.
And went right into communism. And with that, you know, and it, of course, failed because the government running everything will fail. And even though that people here in the United States seem to think that that's a good idea, there's not all the people, obviously, because we just elected Trump, but to have the government have their fingers in everything and running everything, you can turn into something like where you have everything fails then because there's no buy-in.
Because they've tried it a million times. Eventually, the people who are doing the work and having to share with the people who refuse to do the work stop doing the work. And it's the same thing with now the government is going to pay for everything in the United States. Eventually, those of us who are paying for everybody else to do nothing are going to stop doing anything to put any money in the government's hands.
Hello,
and they don't have any money on their own.
If I can turn around and make $2,000 a month for not doing anything except going out and fishing on the sack, I mean, would you do that?
Sign me up.
And that's where we're heading to. And unfortunately, the problems with that being is that there is then because you have no skin in the game, you don't feel anything like you should when you have the government running it. And this is what would happen on these communes. And then the government would take so much of it to share with other people and not leave you a lot, you know, enough to live on your own family. So then you had to then go to the government to get food subsidies. I mean, the whole thing was wrong.
Yeah.
And now why is China making so much money? They are allowing people to keep money. You've actually got billionaires. I know it's hard to believe in China. Now, they have to really toe the line because if they don't, or all that money comes back. Now, look at California. Let's just compare California to other parts of the world. Here's California that is passing taxes one after another. They're infringing on people's rights one after another. And do they think this is actually going to work? I mean, what part of all the businesses leaving California don't you see? Aerojet, where Linda's dad worked for 30, the whole family worked there. His father, his brothers, and they all worked at Aerojet. And where's Aerojet moving to? Out of California.
Out of California.
I'm not sure exactly where, but it's not. They're not staying in California. And 1,200 people just lost their jobs over that. 1,200 people.
Well, now I wonder what the impact is to the retirees. They're not closing the business. They're just moving.
Well, they already took a $300 a month hit years ago because of the problems with their, you know, with the system, the retirement system. Yeah. So that's what, you know, so that's what June and Tom are wondering is that, you know, it shouldn't be a problem because Aerojet still exists.
Uh-huh.
It's just that they're moving all those jobs to another area. I mean, the retire, you know, they're still having some of it here.
There's no reason to stay in the state of California. I'm glad to see that the move to move out of this of the United States has died, and they're not going to proceed with that whole thing.
Yeah.
That was going to cost a whole lot of money and take a whole lot of emphasis off of everything else that needs to be highlighted in the state of California.
Yeah, the guy was backing it's moving to Russia.
Exactly. You got to love that. Yeah. I mean, you just got to love that whole thing.
Hey, we're going to take a quick break and come back. I know hey, everybody, this is your chance to clean your craw out.
You got something we want to talk. You want to talk about? Let us know.
It's 45
minutes.
This is
your opportunity.
It is your time. And this portion of the show is brought to you by Crackmaster Windshield Repair. If it's a small chip or a crack 2.5 feet in length, the very best way to get your windshield fixed is Crackmaster Windshield Repair. Yeah, go on down there. It's a better-known business. Jeff guarantees his work. He's a great guy to talk to while he's fixing your windshield, too. He's got great reading material. Yeah, I mean, it's just you sit there and just have a good time watching. Or you just drop it off, and he'll fix it. 3208 South Market, or give him a call at 241-8373. You're not going to get a better guy to fix that little chip or that crack, that bit, that you know, over 2 feet in length. We'll be right back after these messages. It's 8:16 in the morning right here in the studios at KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
The Whole Earth and Watershed Festival returns for its 11th year. Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. This free community-wide celebration focuses on promoting healthy living, building healthy communities, and restoring a healthy planet. Fun for all ages, loads of giveaways with over 130 exhibitors. There's something for everyone. Loads of kids' activities for preschool through high school, including awesome activities at the STEM tent, laser tag, and a climbing wall for kids and adults. The new innovation tent offers informative presentations throughout the day, local restaurants and breweries, and the Shasta Growers Farmers Market will offer great food along with incredible live music and entertainment on two stages all day long. You can even test drive an electric vehicle or join the March for Science. RABA is offering free shuttle from the downtown terminal to City Hall all day, and you can leave your bike in the free guarded bike corral. For complete details, visit our website at wholeearthandwatershedfestival.org or email readingwew@gmail.com for more information. And don't forget to like us on Facebook.
It's rodeo time! Steer wrestling, team roping, saddle bronc riding, barrel racing, and of course, bull riding. The 2017 Reading Rodeo is coming, and our own Reading Rodeo is the 2016 Hall of Fame inductees. And you can be there this year for all the action-packed fun. Get your advance tickets at readingrodeo.com and click on tickets. We will see you and all of your friends at the 2017 Reading Rodeo, May 17th through the 20th. That's readingrodeo.com.
The 23rd annual banquet for the Redding chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
You picking up a theme here?
I'm moving. Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Town Hall of the Air, 20 minutes after the hour of 8 o'clock right here with Carl Bott and Trish Clark. It's 46 degrees going up to 68 today. Looks like it's going to be a great day and a great weekend. So enjoy it today and this whole weekend. Looks like a little rain coming back Monday. Weather reports always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Veteran-owned, locally-owned business, 365-3793. Discounts for seniors and veterans. 605-4567 is our phone number. And what was, you know, it was they said it used to be the bastion of free speech in America, the University of California, Berkeley. The bastion.
Say what?
This was back in the '60s when the unrest in the campuses started and all that, that they could, people could come out and talk and argue back and forth. Well, now Berkeley has become the bastion of non-free speech. Ann Coulter was supposed to speak at Berkeley and they canceled it due to security reasons because the rioters are taking away her right to be able to speak to people that want to listen to her. So you have to ask yourself, at what point? So Berkeley now has given themselves up. They have capitulated to the terrorist instead of fighting them and bringing in, asking for more help and coming in and saying, look, you want to riot on our streets and we're going to put you in jail for 10 years.
But the mindset, you have to understand that this has been, you know, the books have been written about this whole concept of how you take over America. And it starts in our schools. They said they'd never have to fire a shot to take over America. And they would start within our own organizations and within our schools. And we did this when we had Angela Davis in Southern California who wanted to teach communism in our schools. And we all said, holy cow, that can't happen. And the court came back and said, oh, yeah, she can, a registered communist. She can come into your schools and she can, in fact, teach. And then you have the decisions made by the, you know, by after many years of precedent that they didn't take a position on separation of church and state, and that decision came down, and all of a sudden you can teach communism, but you can't teach religion, and you can't say God in the school anymore. And over a period of time, they have in fact infiltrated our schools and our children to the point where they've taken over. And now you've got Trump getting elected, and the whole thing's gone off its wheels as far as the media has given up all pretense of even acting like they're going to give you facts. They're going to give you their opinion, and they're going to brainwash you. We've got to, as a people, as we did in Reading last night with the town hall meeting, where we had a quiet, peaceful meeting, we don't start doing that across this United States, we're going to have some major problems.
Well, when you get into Oroville, and you look up there, and the people came in, or even Grass Valley, and they bust in from different places, and they came in to take over and yell and scream and shout.
And were successful.
Yeah. Now, this time when they came into Shasta County, into Redding, you have to take a look at, there's a different type of people here in Redding, first of all.
There was also a control mechanism built into that because we have an active community.
We have an active community, but
That's right.
We also had police all around the place, too.
That's what I'm saying.
Hey, well, this is not going to get out of hand.
It's not going to happen. As you looked at the crowd, what I saw on live feed, you could see that there were – because I know the people in Redding. So I could see strategic people throughout that crowd. It was not going to get out of hand.
Right. And then you also had, you know, the ones that – and there is absolutely nothing wrong – with voicing your displeasure.
Absolutely not.
And letting Congressman LaMalfa know, hey, I don't agree with your stance on this or Trump's stance on this, and why are you supporting him on this? And make the congressman answer. And then sometimes you're not going to like the answer. He says, I don't believe in it. I don't believe that there is global warming caused by humans. I think this is just a regular climatic change that you'll see, you know, that you've seen over the, you know, over the eons. You know, a lot of people do not want to hear that. That's right. A lot of people don't want to, you know, hear that. But that's what's going on. Now, what the lady said in here yesterday was, the girl said in here yesterday was, I don't want to, you know, I mean, they're both probably in their 30s. So, you know, the women that were in here yesterday said is that, yes, he was elected with over 60% of the people here, over 60%. But there's still us, 35%. And I look at it like this, that they want to be listened to and they want to be represented just like the people in Northern California want to be represented down in Sacramento. They ignore us in Sacramento, and which is causing the, you know, the state of Jefferson and the lawsuits and all this because we believe we have no representation.
Okay, but when there was a few of us, not just a few, but almost half of us, who were just as upset when Obama was elected.
Absolutely.
And we were more upset the second time he was elected.
Absolutely.
But we did not go in every time he came into a place and try to beat the heck out of him and discount everything and destroy everything he was trying to do. We disagreed, but by golly, we didn't go out and be violent in our opposition.
No, and I understand that. However, I don't remember really, because I'm not, you know, it was way beyond my memory banks here. But 8 years after he was elected president, when what arose after Obama became president? The Tea Party.
Yeah.
The Tea Party stood up. And what, and do you remember when they went to town hall meetings and things like this? How did they, was it the same kind of thing?
Absolutely not.
They weren't
throughout the United States, and in fact, they were ignored by the media most of the time, but they didn't have, there wasn't violence, there were not outbreaks, none of them ever got locked up.
There were incidents of rudeness, but there was self-correction, which is something that the more liberal types are afraid to engage in, self-correction. When people in the Tea Party movement got out of hand and crossed the line, the people around them said, no, you've gone too far.
But they weren't talking. I just have to beg to differ, because they did not have rude conversation. They did not have.
It did happen, but
it was very
isolated.
Not the kind of immoral, I'm thinking about bombing the White House, dirty girl statements, the physical body part discussion. That was not a part of that discussion. It was about the Constitution. It was about our rights. It was about the things that we were being deprived of. It was not the personal vulgar attacks that are taking place across the United States.
Oh, I saw plenty of personal vulgar attacks on Obama and Michelle Obama. Yeah. I mean, pictures of them as monkeys, you know, people, you know, Obama hanging and things like that. What I'm saying is that there was things that went on like that. The town halls, though,
that's what we were referring to.
Yeah,
certainly,
you know, those things are inexcusable.
Right, and
inexcusable.
I stand against.
And that's what I'm speaking of. I'm not.
And the stuff that goes on
the internet and on Facebook and
horrible.
On Twitter, and it has.
But you
been,
did not have.
But it has been for years. But you got to go back. You will remember that the late night shows used to make fodder out of everyone. Look at Johnny Carson. Look at Don Rickles. All these people, the horrible things they used to say about our elected presidents and what have you. That was just fair game, and that was something you did.
Well, that was all the way back to.
That's not anything new.
That went back all the way back to the famous
comedian who died in the plane crash from the 1930s. Wiley Post was the pilot.
Oh, yeah. Will Rogers.
Will Rogers.
He did not. But he was
but
not.
But it wasn't vulgar.
It wasn't personal attack.
And it wasn't vulgar. Personal
but he attacks. Skewered him, Bertie.
Yeah, well, of course
he
did.
Absolutely.
He said the difference between me and Congress is when I make a joke, people laugh. When Congress makes a joke, it becomes a law. Terry, good morning.
Good morning, everybody. Sounds like a lively morning.
Yes, it is, Terry.
You just made it livelier.
Yeah, we didn't get a chance to go last night. We were in the city of Williams at their request to talk to them about the lawsuit that we're doing because they're very interested. While we were there, the city of Colusa also sent over a city council member, and they're very interested. But I want to encourage you guys on what's going to be happening here in the next month or so. I mean, yesterday I've been going back and forth with Newsweek magazine. Mark's been going back and forth with the New York Times, Fox News, et cetera. There's a lot of things that are going to be happening. I want you guys to be encouraged that, you know, what we're looking for here is representation. That's what we're all looking for. But I want everybody to be encouraged out there, number one. The other thing I wanted to bring up very quickly is that last night while we were in Williams and on our way back especially, we received many texts, a lot of stuff on Facebook about folks that you know, Carl and Bob and friends of yours, friends of ours that were in the crowd. And many of them overheard the fact that a lot of people there were talking about how they were from Sacramento. So I understand the fact that there was a lot of people there who were, anti-Trump, maybe anti-everything, single payer, et cetera. But when you have a county that votes 60% for Donald Trump and what it is he represents, and you get a turnout somewhere that's maybe 60% of the opposite side, something's amiss. The last thing I want to say is that we run into, in all the counties that we deal with, many people moving from New York or Los Angeles or somewhere else, a lot of them in the computer industry, because they want to get out of the rat race. And as Trish was saying, and rightly so this morning, it doesn't mean that they're going to give up on their thinking or the process or what they believe, whether that be anything from global warming to more socialism. So
no,
really
that's true.
And truly, I think we have to keep our eyes open on this stuff because it's semi-civil. We shouldn't be all enthralled and excited because really and truly, if it walks like a duck and quacks like a duck, it's a duck.
Okay. Thanks, Terry.
True.
Have a good day.
Good words, Terry. Thank you.
Hey, we're going to take a break here, but we're going to talk about one of Trisha's favorite places, Four Winds Jewelry, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading at 2225 Hilltop Drive. They can design jewelry, build jewelry. They got the only trained watch repair guy in the whole area.
Great estate jewelry.
Oh.
Beautiful old things.
Great prices. Honest people there. Four Winds Jewelry. 2225 Hilltop Drive, open 9:30 to 4, Monday through Friday. We'll be right back after this, after these messages, and we're going to talk about what happened yesterday when the chief and the sheriff were here and the things they said that were just simply awesome. I mean, it just left us, you know, in awe of how bad things have gotten. So if you didn't hear yesterday, you're going to hear what was being said yesterday.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Welcome back to the studios of KCNR 1460, located in the center of River City, and Free Fire Radio with Trish Clark and Carl Bott. It's Thursday, April the 20th. It is 26 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. 46 degrees going up to 68 today. No rain. Yes,
no rain. Well, maybe
slightly.
Still a little bit cloudy and a chance of showers through the afternoon, but clearing and then sunny tomorrow.
Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the Red Bluff Roundup is rocking.
There you
along
go.
With, wait a minute, Liberty Christian School is having their 17th annual spring banquet and auction Sunday, April 22nd. Dinner at 5, and auction begins at 6 p.m. They've got 55-inch flat-screen TVs, California Automobile Museum passes, Disneyland family packages. They've got it all. Dinner is sponsored by the Olive Garden. And it's going to be – oh, Crown Motors is donating a vehicle. So
wow.
You can get a chance on that one, too. Get your tickets. Call 222-2232. And location is at 3782 Churn Creek Road right here in Reading. Like I said, dinner and admission is $30 a person. Children's dinner, 12 and under, is $10. And general admission, no dinner, is $15, includes dessert. Also, tomorrow night, it's all about the animals at the Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary. Fundraising dinner at Wind River, and it's going to start at 5:30 with the social hour. And 6:30 is the roasted garlic chicken dinner. No host bar, of course. They've got all types of great auction and raffle items. Yeah.
Always.
Information. Call Chick at 347-0544.
Always something to do. I repeatedly say that people will say there's nothing to do in Shasta County, and my goodness, they just aren't looking.
They just aren't looking.
Something out there to do, a great fundraiser or just a great event like a riverboat cruise or what have you. And just jump back to that for one second.
Sure.
We just do not take enough advantage of that beautiful river living through here. I don't know why we don't have more restaurants, more things.
Well, you know exactly why.
Well, we need to.
The Kutras McConnell thing.
Well, that's only that little stretch there in Reading. I mean, there's a whole lot of river. There's a whole lot of river in Shasta County that doesn't run through the Kutras property.
Okay, so there's, and you're right. We should be able to. There's one restaurant on the Sacramento River between here and Red Bluff, and it's the View 202. And if you look straight across from View 202, you're looking at that. You're looking at a trailer park or a trailer mobile home facility.
A mobile home park and dentist office.
Yeah, I mean.
Professional offices.
But I tell you what, if imagine what happened in the rains this time, because all that stuff disappeared.
Yeah.
So you may want to think about, if I'm going to build a restaurant, it may be on stilts 20 feet above the water.
Yeah, but you've got a whole lot of areas that could be
Absolutely.
Built in, that are not on the Kutcher's property.
Right. You know, and it, what it needs is somebody to take a look at it, look forward in the in their thinking, and come up with a plan. So
somebody needs
you know
to.
What? Yeah, we yeah. say somebody,
anyway.
Anybody.
And then I want one other subject. I just have to jump on because I think it's probably some of the best news that's come out of the Trump administration.
Okay.
And that is one of the first decisions by the new Supreme Court, full court, and the decision that was made about no Islam being taught in our public schools.
No what?
No Islam. They're not going to teach about the Islam religion. They're going to teach only about the terrorist part of it and how it's not good for our country. And that was a decision handed down yesterday. Neil Gorsuch made the deciding factor. No Islam being taught in our public schools.
I'd have to
schools.
Go back and take a look at that.
Well, if you can't teach, if you have to exclude Christianity,
then you
have
can't
to, by
teach
definition,
Islam. And that
exclude
was,
them all.
Then that
oh,
went,
I see what you're saying. If you can't, that
you
if,
can't
if you're not
Chris-
teaching, if you can't teach Christianity, you can't teach other religions. Okay.
But during the Obama administration, they in fact were, and they were teaching it as a peaceful religion, a peaceful total religion. Not exactly true, and if you can't teach one, you can't teach the other.
I believe in
and
that.
And this is the court has made this decision, and he made the deciding factor. I think, once again, it points to why it was so important at this time in our history that we get a Republican president.
And
these courts are so important.
And by the way, you heard it first here a couple weeks ago, that we could probably have another Supreme Court justice being appointed this year. And now it's coming out in the big magazines, and a senator just said it. So that he said that it appears that there will be an opening, at least one.
If Ginsburg and Kennedy both retire,
as we talked about,
retire or expire,
we don't want them to die.
That'll send the Democrats into
Whoa.
A tailspin.
Well, I tell you what, you think Gorsuch was a fight? That was nothing.
Yeah.
And,
oh, yeah.
You know, and I talked to a real dyed-in-the-wool progressive Bernie-crat who said she thought that the Democrats were as stupid as
stupid
to fight Gorsuch.
They've done it,
so they don't need that supermajority for the next two judges they appoint.
And not only that.
I couldn't believe they did that.
I know. And not only that, when they did it, it was kind of like, what are you guys thinking of? He's going to be here. And even if for some reason Trump isn't here, Pence is here. And you think that Trump's a conservative? If Pence takes a step up, and I like this guy Pence
a lot. I so like
you
him.
Have no idea what conservatism is until Pence gets in there. And then Trump kicked in the door, but if he at the end of the year says, you know, I've had enough of this crap, Pence steps up and then he picks somebody, you know, to come in after him.
Yeah.
And I tell you what, you're going to have a tough time beating Pence. And then, but anyway.
When that happened, they were still trying to bargain and they still can't get it through their head. They're not in control. They said, well, you know, we won't, if you promise, we'll go ahead and confirm Gorsuch. If you promise you won't use the nuclear option on us in the next one. Thank goodness McConnell had the brains to say, you're not in a position to bargain with me. Do what you have to do, and I will do the same.
Well, do you remember what?
But and when they
walked
through that, I couldn't believe it.
Remember what President Obama said when they all got together when they were first talking about the Affordable Care Act?
Yeah.
And they were in there, oh, blah, blah. And Obama looks at him at the table and says, guys,
elections have consequences.
Yeah.
I won.
I won. And, you know, it was like pound sand. I won. So essentially what McConnell's saying, and he says, well, hey, look, you can say anything you want, but we won. And we've got enough. So
I got a phone and a pen.
Well, yep. But, you know, we're moving beyond that, even though he left us a mess in a lot of areas. But
one
here's
other
the thing is.
One other thing they have not done, and the McConnell needs to get on it, we still have four appointments. We still have four people from his cabinet who have not been appointed. Secretary of Labor, Agriculture, Economic Policy, and one other. Why aren't they doing that?
Because this is the only thing the Democrats can do is drag their feet. But this is silly because that last nuclear option under Harry Reid was not when it was all the judges, you know, the lower courts.
Uh-huh.
It was also for cabinet appointments. Why can't they just get them out of committee
and do them?
What is it with the Democrats?
Go in and make the vote. Go in and do the vote.
Here's the other thing too about the Republicans. When Obama put in Sotomayor for a justice. You know, the Republicans fought it, but then they They let it happen.
They voted for every one of his appointments.
That's right. So, okay. Now,
I'm going to throw out a quick observation. I have not personally heard Donald J. Trump blame Obama for the difficulties he's having. And if you recall, into his second term, Obama was still saying, I got this mess courtesy of Bush.
When he was going out of office, he was blaming Bush.
I must disagree on that one because he has already said is that Obama had him under surveillance. Obama did this.
He has gone after Obama several times. I'll give you that.
Okay. But he hasn't blamed the
Trumbles.
But I tell you what, his people have blamed, you know, the Middle East on Obama and Clinton as well they should.
Give credit where credit's due.
Yeah. We wouldn't have the Middle East looking the way it is if it wasn't for President Obama and Hillary Clinton.
And there's no question that, in fact, during the first couple of years of Obama's administration,
he was dealing with things
created by the previous administration.
Right. You always do.
In the eighth year, I think not.
A bit not.
Yeah. Not so much.
Now, speaking of Hillary, and because we've gone through this segment, but when we get in the next segment, we're going to talk about what the chief and the sheriff said. But Hillary Clinton that night called President Obama of the election and said, apologized, and he said, concede. He told her, concede. She said, we can go into recounts. Concede. Get it over with. And supposedly, according to this, you know, this book that's coming out,
and she wouldn't do it though.
She conceded the next day.
Yeah,
and
she conceded
like 3 o'clock that morning.
Die with
she,
but
she just didn't get out. She just
she,
didn't get
well,
out in
didn't.
Front of
somebody
her people.
Else. Came out and spoke for her
earlier
forgotten
on,
who it was.
But she eventually called him
to the weeping crowd.
And it wasn't her. It was Podesta.
Yeah, exactly.
Who was one of the main reasons they lost.
Yeah.
But that came out, but he just said, don't. Just let it go. You know, you're not going to win. You know, it just would be embarrassing. So, anyway, it's a quarter till nine right here in the next 15
minutes, we're going to talk about what the sheriff and
that's right.
Police
hey,
said
this yesterday. Portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. I tell you, the place to get a haircut. I'm going down. I went down yesterday, and it was crowded. And I waited around for a little bit, but it was really crowded. So I said, okay, I'm going to get back today right after the show. I'm going to race down there, and I've got all day to wait if I have to get my hair cut. You can't find a better place, veteran-owned business. It's Man's Last Stronghold. It's right off of Athens Avenue and Cypress Square, across from the subway. There you go, Cypress Square Barbershop. It is exactly 15 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. It's exactly 46 degrees, and it's going up to 68, and I'm here with exactly Trish Clark.
Don't miss the 11th Annual Whole Earth and Watershed Festival, Saturday, April 22nd at Reading City Hall and Sculpture Park, 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. with free admission, featuring over 130 exhibitors, live music on two stages, including Miracle Mile Records, The Brothers Comatose, and the Innovation Tent with insightful presentations all day. Visit the Whole Earth Children's Zone, designed for children of any age, the STEM Tent for young people 10 to 18, a climbing wall, and as always, plenty of food and craft beer. For more info, go to WholeEarthAndWatershedFestival.org.
Hi, we're Billy and Patrick for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
You know, Powerhouse Solar has been a local family-owned business since 2003, and solar is all they do.
Solar, electric, battery backup, hybrid systems, and pool solar so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar, may be able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com. Then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. $250,000 is up for grabs for 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now at the Roundup office or online at theredbluffroundup.com. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Have you found yourself stranded with a dead battery and need a jump? Instead of calling that expensive tow truck, call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do it for only $20. Running 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, every day of the year, Redding Yellow Cab will cater to the needs of your parents, seniors, or children who need to travel throughout the city and county no matter the hour. Call Redding Yellow Cab, and they'll do your shopping, give rides to the hospital, airport, hotel, and many other destinations. Call them at 222-1234.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Good morning, everybody. 12 minutes before the hour of 9 o'clock. Tomorrow, Dr. Kara Tennant will be with us. The guys from the B-17 will be here to talk about that, riding around in one of those, and how you can't really run make bomb missions, but you could, you know, like, pretend. Gosh, who else? We got a bunch of things going on tomorrow. And on Friday here, the day before the weekend. This portion of the show brought to you by B&T Satellite. Big shout out to Doug Tooley, the owner out there. A veteran and a veteran-owned business. And you're not going to find a better satellite provider than Doug Tooley and B&T Satellite. Don't call the 800 number, my friends. Call the local guys. They're the ones that will take care of you. They're going to, you can call them. They're going to come out. They're going to fix things. They're going to give you advice. If you've got a houseboat and you need a dish, you got it. You got a treehouse, you need a dish, you got it. How about a trailer if you're traveling? Well, you call B&T Satellite at 241-3474. 241-DISH. Don't call the 800 number. Well, let's go to the phones. DC, good morning.
Hey, I just thought I'd tell you something that I read two different spots between Republicans and Democrats. When Dianne Feinstein had her town hall a couple of days ago, you got online and you could get a free ticket, left your name. But when you showed up at the door, if the name on the ticket didn't match your picture ID, you wouldn't be allowed in.
Oh. So
you have to have a picture ID to go see Dianne Feinstein.
But you don't need one to vote.
And walk off the street and vote without a picture ID.
Whoa.
Whoa. That's good.
So did you go?
Really good.
Did you not make that up?
Did you go?
No. Okay. I mean, they wouldn't let me in. I'm registered Republican. Why do you think they wanted your name? they probably checked the voter rolls to make sure they didn't have any all of us yelling screwball Republicans there.
Do you know, DC, I actually did read, though, that she did have some protesters at her meeting.
Come on, San Francisco, you can count the Republicans on one hand.
Yeah, well, some of them snuck in.
Yeah, but I mean, it's unbelievable. You have to have a picture ID to go see Dianne at town hall.
But you don't have to if you're going to vote. No. Yeah.
No, that's right. Great. That is a great
talking
point.
Thanks a lot, DC. That just made our day, too.
Thank you.
You bet. Okay.
So let's go to what the conversation you had yesterday, because that was great.
All right. The chief of police and the sheriff. It was, you know, usually they have their own on Wednesdays, but, you know, one of the chief couldn't go, so we had them both here yesterday. And one of the things we started talking about was, you know, people showing up in court. Failure to appear is so many things you see in the Shasta County's Most Wanted. And he said 80 to 90% of the people do not show up for court. You know, that don't have bails, you know, that they don't bring out of jail to bring there. 80 to 90%. And there have been days that nobody shows up. So you've got the judges, you have the district attorneys, you have the public defenders, you have witnesses, you have it all. Everybody's there.
The police officers that are involved in the arrest,
and
everybody.
And not one of these recalcitrant jacks show up.
So you take that, and now they're going to do away with the bail bond system in their new piece of legislation. And we're going to have the cops all standing on the side of the road, highway patrolmen, police, sheriffs, filling out paperwork to file new reports that
require. The RIPA.
The RIPA. There absolutely is going to be no money left in the system to protect public and do any real policing.
And now there's
going to be any money left.
We forgot the latest, something that we talked about 4 years ago when AB 109 started. AB 109 started because of the lawsuits against the state, against the prisons. They're too crowded. They don't have this. They don't have that.
Health services.
So that worked. So Tom Pacinco said 4, maybe 5 years ago, whenever it started, he says, it's just a matter of time. He says, just wait. And sure enough, they worked their way to L.A., to the big jails, to the county jails. They worked them. And now they've worked down to us.
ADA.
There's rooms that you don't have, you can't get the wheelchair into.
Because they're jails. They're not prisons.
They don't care because it falls under the ADA Act. So now you've got to take out walls and all this. Plus the fact it's going to be a class action suit.
Yep. That's exactly
right. Do you remember we paid $35,000 for the loaf? Remember that meal loaf that we were giving to the guy? And so where did he get his money? Where was he residing? In the federal pen down in Florida. He goes, oh, yeah, good. So here we are. You got people not showing up. So how do you get them to show up? Well, bail bonds. Talked to Holly Hoekstra the day before, or Monday, and Holly says, you know, the thing about it is that, you know, people say, well, just put electronic monitoring on them. She says, but they haven't even been to court yet. They're still considered innocent. She says, when you have people with bail, they have to put up something. They have to put up money.
They got some skin in the game.
And she says, almost always they show up. Almost always they show up for bail. I mean, for the court appearances. If you're taking them away like this, a new law is proposed, that, you know, it depends on how much money you have, whether you're going to have bail. I mean, that's it.
It kills
the bail industry. Essentially, kills the bail industry. It puts 8,000 to 10,000 people out of work. All the money, all the taxes, all those people are out of work because you've changed it. And then you add the RIPA. Now, what's the RIPA? That's a report that the police have to make that has 30 points that you have to fill out for each person that you stop.
And the thing that the chief said that just absolutely stopped me in the middle of my kitchen, I turned around and looked and said, no way. He said they can't ask any questions. It has to be perceived, their perception of the answers to these 30 questions, because they can't interrogate them.
Race?
So how do you can kind of maybe nail the race. How do you perceive their religion?
You can't. Unless they're wearing a
Or their sexuality.
That's the other thing.
Come on. And there's six options?
Yeah, six options. Six options for sex.
The mind boggles on that one.
If I was answering that question, let me tell you, this guy would have I'd have a great time with that.
But okay, you know, can you imagine the lawsuits based on when they filled out these forms, and the police officer has now perceived the answers to these 30 questions, and now all of a sudden these become documents that can be subpoenaed in court. Talk about profiling.
Why did you say you thought this was
non-gender rampant.
Okay. Now, here's the other thing on it. It's going to take 30. Okay, you're talking about 30 points that you have to answer in this. Now, a 5-minute stop now becomes a
30-minute
stop. It comes out to 800 full-time officers in the state of California doing nothing. All their shifts, but writing these things.
Then data entry,
and then you're keeping it. Now, let's put those cameras on them too. Just the cost.
So
of
we've
this
got no
is,
money left to protect the citizens of the state of California from the criminals that are using up all the money in the system.
RIPA. This is something that the Highway Patrol talked about.
RIPA.
This.
Off.
You know, they were talking about it. Now, it may have changed now. When I heard about it at one of the meetings at the Highway Patrol headquarters was that if you were talking to the driver and somebody in the back seat said something to you, and as soon as you addressed them, no matter what it was, now you had to report on them.
Another report.
But what Chief Paletti said was, I think they've changed that. So it's just the person you're stopping. Unless you detain the other person, like they're giving you a bad time, get out of the car.
As long as they're free to leave.
As long as you're free to leave,
you
don't have to
fill a report.
So this is where we are with our law enforcement. This is where we are when we're getting our taxes raised for gas. And we didn't even get into Orville Dam. Because they looked at that and the mistakes that were made at Orville Dam could have killed It wasn't how, it wasn't if it was going to kill people, it was how many it was going to kill. It was just kind of some acts of God in there that it didn't give way.
And it isn't like they didn't know about it because, you know, I've been off the board for 10 years. Those were issues that we talked about when I represented the North State in water committees up and down this state. The issues about Oroville Dam and recommendations and funding that was garnered to solve the problems at Oroville Dam took place well over 10 years ago.
Well, on the emergency spillway, people said you need to put concrete in that. Nope, that'll be fine. And as soon as it came out and it was ripping away the
money
other,
was
ripping away the
set
ground.
Aside to
but
solve
when
those
that,
problems.
You know, they first of all they stopped the flow when that football size football field size place. So they went down to inspect it. Meanwhile, it's raining like crazy and the water's getting deeper behind the dam when they stopped it. And then when it started coming out, now they were really terrified that
they were
flow gates were going to be destroyed and then everything would let loose. And that when the sheriff made a good call, because when he heard them say, "Well, he's in there, this doesn't look good," as soon as he heard that, he looked at him and he made the call to evacuate people. Yeah. Right then, it doesn't look good because it could have,
that
you know,
could
what? It
have
could have gone.
Been, that could have killed have, thousands. That, all the way to San Francisco, yep. For heaven's sakes.
Anyway, okay.
Lots of water going down.
Tomorrow, talk to Kara Tennant. We're going to expand her out a little bit. We got Jim Bremmer coming in on for the B-17.
Aluminum overcast.
Oh, yeah. And we're going to give away a ticket or two tomorrow for being able to get the ground inspection. I think Trisha's going to try and get on the media room.
I'd love to do that.
You can represent us this afternoon.
If I had time, I'd be on that.
Okay. And a lot of other things happening tomorrow. So I hope everybody had a great day today and that we had a lot of interesting things. When you and I have an open mic, but I tell you what.
There's just so much to talk about, and they're just so little time.
We didn't even get everything in there. But, the bottom line on this, my friends, is this. You've got to pay attention to what's going on around here.
Dialogue.
Because, I mean, there's so much. It's not just at the national level. This state, the state of California is hammering us.
We need to pay attention and stay involved.
That's right. Okay. Have a great day. Remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. Which are you?
Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460, KCNR Shasta, Redding. The news brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Linda Kenya. Authorities say a third person has died overnight in the ongoing protests in Venezuela. The chief prosecutor's office reports a National Guard sergeant was killed and a colonel injured when their squad was attacked with gunfire while trying to control disturbances near the city of Caracas. Meanwhile, General Motors is halting its operations in Venezuela after authorities there seized a factory. The plant was confiscated in what GM called an illegal judicial seizure of its assets. GM says its due process rights were violated and it will take legal steps to fight the seizure. France promises to release proof that the Syrian regime was